championship, point number three. And the lefty Boss fires it across. Let it go. It's out of bounds. And the Stars win state.
Kearney Catholic captured their first state volleyball title last season and graduated five starters. A new group of stars is ready to shine after winning the toughest district in the class and bringing a 10-game winning streak to state. It's Kearney Catholic State Tournament Volleyball coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Classic Hit 98.9 and PlatteRiverPrep.com. Continuing coverage of the 2013 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament has us in the Class C1 semifinals. Three straight matches here at the Heartland Events Center will be heard this afternoon on Classic Hits. Up first on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we will have the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars taking on the Indians of Ogallala, followed by Minden taking on Columbus SCOTUS, and then in Class B at 6:30, Grand Island Northwest will be taking on Norris. I'm Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Glad to have you along with us for this afternoon's contest as the Stars and Ogallala meet for the first time in the State High School Volleyball Tournament. Ogallala, who of course was Class B for many years, one of the powerhouses in state volleyball, now in C1, looking to make another mark here. And for Kearney Catholic, this is their ninth consecutive trip to the state volleyball tournament. They are the defending state champions. The last time that Ogallala made it into a state final was 13 years ago in Class 2000, and Coach Steve Morgan continues to lead the Indians in his 41st state volleyball tournament. We'll take a look at the starting lineups and get you ready for Kearney Catholic Ogallala as the state volleyball tournament continues in just a moment. Earlier today in Class C2, Hastings St. Cecilia has made it to the finals by beating Palmyra 25-14, 19-11. They will face Freeman, a four-set winner over Guardian Angels. That first match tomorrow at 9 a.m. on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And the Class A final has also been set. Millard West defeating Papillion La Vista in four, and Omaha Marion sweeping Lincoln Southeast. Currently getting underway on the Breeze 94.5 FM from Grand Island Senior High, it's the D2 semifinals where Giltner is playing Sterling, and that'll be followed by Bertrand taking on Stewart. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and bring you the starters right after this timeout.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center as we bring you high school volleyball action on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. The starting rotation for the Stars and Ogallala will start with the Indians. Number seven is a 5'8 senior middle hitter, Sid Mel. She's second on the team with 279 kills. Number nine is a 5'6 junior center, Jenna Paluchek. Number five, 5'8 junior outside hitter is Jensen Geisert with 222 kills coming into the tournament. The leading hitter for Ogallala is number 3, 6-foot junior middle in Kendall Schroer. Number 6 is a 5'5 senior back row specialist, Demi Anderson. And number 13, 5'7 junior outside hitter is Shelby Welsh. The libero is number 11, 5'6 senior, Shayna Shaw. The head coach of the Ogallala Indians is his 41st year, is Steve Morgan, assisted by Lindsay Nadlitsky and Rachel Irvin. Ogallala is 32-6. They defeated Chase County and Gothenburg in the sub-districts, Chadron in the district final, and yesterday took out Wayne in straight sets. Now a look at the starting lineup for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Number 9, 5'10 right side hitter, freshman Anna Squires. Number 6, 5'8 sophomore outside hitter, Maddie Squires. Number 8, 5'9 junior middle hitter, Callie Oprick. Number 5, 5'7 senior setter, Shayla Connor. Number 4, 5'6 junior back row specialist, Whitney Colling. And number 7, 5'7 sophomore middle hitter, Courtney Shundoff. The libero is number 23, a 5'6 junior, Morgan Studi. Coach Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refinis. You'll see plenty of players coming in off the bench. Allie Prasoski, Mackenzie Smith serve and play the back row. You'll get Kylie Teal along the front. Jenny Beans, Michelle Messbarger may also come in and serve. The Stars are now 25-8, defeating Centura and Minden in the sub-district, St. Paul in the district final, and yesterday sweeping Chadron at 25-8. They are the defending state champions and have made it into the last two state finals. They're looking for their third consecutive state championship. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, better choices, better service. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. It's the state high school volleyball tournament continuing next on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We are ready for high school volleyball here at the Heartland Event Center, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Also coming up, a reminder again on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner and Sterling are just getting underway. For Ogallala, they have been to the state tournament 27 times. Last year, they were here and finished in fourth, losing to SCOTUS and Lincoln Christian. It had been a long time, though, since they had got out of that first round before last year, back in 2004, a team that dominated in the 19 90s up to about 96. And since then, they've been waiting to get back to a championship game, only being there one time since 1995, and that was in 2000 when they lost to Aurora in three sets back in the day of the 15-point scoring and, of course, the best two out of three. Kearney Catholic will wear the green jerseys with the gold trim. They'll move from left to right, and you've got a updated look for Ogallala, the gray and black with the orange trim. They'll serve it away first here. And Sid Mel fires, and we're underway. At Colleen Connor will set to the outside. Maddie Squire's first swing is off the tip, dug out there. And the first swing for Ogallala will be by Schwarr, dug out by Colleen in the back row. Studi will pass it up front, rolled down the line by Squires. Good point to start things off. Outside attack is going to be driven across and dug out again by Colleen. Here's Squires, too close to the net. Anna can only tip it across. Schwarr for the middle. She'll get the first kill of the match. Kendall Schwarr with the kill, and she is the leader with 360 kills on the season for Ogallala. Sid Mel serves it away. Picked up by Colling, stays in the back row. Studi will go with a high bump to the outside. It'll be rolled across by Maddie Squires. Here again's the middle attack. Schwarr, it's down and good, and Ogallala is off to a 2-0 start. So the Indians going with their bread and butter, Kendall Schwarr, to take the 2-0 lead here on the opening serve. Back to serve it away. Mel going for three in a row. Back set. Anna Squires right side over swing and into the net. Kearney Catholic will make double substitution as soon as they go to the serve here. But when they're on serve receive, this is the starting lineup that they use. 3-0 Ogallala. In the best of five here at the state tournament. Over to Studi. Connor sets middle. Oprich's first swing is passed out of bounds. It'll be a point, Kearney Catholic. And the Stars are on the board with Callie Oprich's first kill. For Oprich, she has 204 kills coming into the state tournament, right behind Maddie Squires, who actually leads the team, but there are six players with over 110 kills on this team, and Allie Persosky will come in and serve here for the Stars. Set to the outside, it'll be rolled across there by Schwarr, picked up by Connor. Maddie Squires dumps it across, low pickup, and dumped back across by Schwarr. Connor, slide, Oprich, right side, off the back row, the libero, Welsh, or Shaw pops it into the air, has to be popped across, and a free ball here for the Stars. High set, Maddie Squires outside into the net, some errors early on here for Kearney Catholic. And Ogallala will serve it away. As you can hear, the Kearney Catholic fans are behind us here today. And Ogallala fans on the far side. And Polucic will now serve it away here for Ogallala. And Polucic floats that one deep middle to Studi. Connor dumps it across too high, and that was a pickup there on the right wing. Outside attack is going to be driven down the line and out of bounds by the Indians' Jenna Geisert. Point, Kearney Catholic. So Jensen Geisert a little wide, and now Mackenzie Smith comes in to serve. And even though the Stars are the defending state champion, there's really only about three of these girls that saw significant playing time here last year in the state tournament. Connor and Studi and Herbert. As the serve is across by Mackenzie Smith, pass tight to the net, has to be taken out of there, and it's returned out of bounds by Ogallala on the strong serve by Smith. And the Stars cut it to 1-4-3. Smith had a whale of a match yesterday against Shadron, who was outmatched in that first round game. Both of these teams beat Shadron, and the attack by Schwarr deep and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic getting some help on a Ogallala error, and it's 4-4. But again, Ogallala swept Shadron to the district final, and Kearney Catholic beat him yesterday in the first round of the state tournament. Smith across, picked up there by Shaw. Right side attack, going to be dug out. Kearney Catholic off the Schwarr attack. Here's Herbert. She's blocked by Schwarr. And the block for Kendall Schwarr will be her 67th of the year, counting whatever she had yesterday. And Ogallala takes the lead at 5-4. Back to serve it away is Geisert. Geisert cuts it across to Persosky. Connor, short set on the slide off Oprich. Partially tipped there by Schwarr. They set it back to Kendall. Her attack down and good. She will be the problem for Kearney Catholic all day long. Ogallala, just a tad bit taller, but Schwarr at 6 foot, taller than anybody Kearney Catholic can put on the floor. And the serve across by Geisert, stays in the back row. Studi's gonna take a swing, and she is wide and out of bounds, and three quick ones here for Ogallala, and it is 7-4, Indians with the lead. Dysart to serve it away. Jenna on the year had 14 ace serves coming in. Their top server was their number one server, Sid Mell. Prasoski takes this serve. Connor sets it to Herbert, who's off the net. Blocked by Schroer, dug out by Connor, dumped across by Prasoski. Bump pass up into the front row. Back set, Ogallala on the attack is dug out by Prasoski. Dumped over by Connor. It's stuck on the net, and then a lift called. So Connor will get credit for the Kearney Catholic point. Side out here for the Stars. 7-5 Ogallala just underway in the opening set. Here on Classic Hits, and Studi will go with that jump serve. Morgan takes it down the near line. Ogallala overpasses, free ball. Herbert dumps it down. Paige Herbert with the kill. And it's 7-6 off the strong serve of Morgan Studi. When she gets that jump serve working, Stars can really go on a run. It's been a little inconsistent this year. There's another great jump serve, but it's passed to Schroer, who hits it deep and out of bounds. 7-7, Ogallala trying to go very quickly. And Coach Connor told us about that last night in our post-game interview after the Shadron game, is that Ogallala doesn't like a lot of long rallies. They like to hit it hard from anywhere in the front row. Again, they're going to set it this time, get away from Schroer. The attack driven across. Kearney Catholic picks it up to Herbert. Herbert is blocked by Schroer. Smith with the dig at the 10-foot line. Now Herbert is set again. Angle attack dug out back row by Geisert. Middle attack Schroer. Good dig there by Studi. Set to the 10-foot line. Herbert, left side angle kill. Point, Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert with her second kill. Four in a row for the Stars, and they take their first lead of this semifinal at 8-7. Studi with the jump serve again. Beautiful one. It's passed again tight to the net, but they're able to get it up front for the attack by Sophie Arnsdorf, who's in, and the attack by the Stars out of bounds. 8-8. Ogallala to serve it away here. And to do it will be Schroer. So she's in the back row now as Smith takes serve receive. Slide middle to Herbert. Blocked anyway. Dug out again by Smith. Has to be set across by Connor. And then Ogallala, miscommunication. The ball falls to the floor. Second point for Connor. 9-8 Kearney Catholic. And in to serve it, Shayla Connor. And Anna Squires back into the front row here for Kearney Catholic. Courtney Shundoff in there as well. Here's the set. Ogallala, quick kill again. Sid Mell into that front row. Mell second on the team, so they always have a big hitter in the front row, whether it's Schroer or Mell. 9-9 the score. And coming in to serve the volleyball away is going to be Demi Anderson. Anderson serve at 9-9, game one. Smith to Connor in the middle of the floor. Now Shundoff from the left wing. It hit the block, hit the net, and falls on the Ogallala side. Courtney Shundoff with her first kill. And the Stars bring Teal into the front row. Kylie, the freshman, actually led the team in kills yesterday. Whitney Colling will serve. Studi, along with Connor and Anna Squires and Shundoff out there. And the left-handed serve by Colling. Pass tight to the net again. Overpass tipped by Shundoff. Good save there by Ogallala and Palucic. Stars have it middle. Shundoff on the attack. Blocked by Palucic. And an ace block for Ogallala. 10-10, a tight first set here so far. Again, next we will have Minden taking on Columbus SCOTUS in the second Class B or C1 semifinal. Then Class B semifinal will follow. And the serve is across here by Shelby Welsh. Stars go right side. Anna Squires on the outside attack. They'll go back to Welsh for a back row swing, and it's deep and out of bounds here for Ogallala. Point Kearney Catholic, 11-10 on the air. Oprek is back into the front row. And Michelle Messbarger will come in to serve. And Coach Connor has almost played everybody here in the first set. Serves across to Ogallala, pass to the right side. The attack off the Kearney Catholic block is going to be down and good for Sid Mell. And a side out here for Ogallala. So after a few little mini runs, Kearney Catholic and Ogallala, the last four serves, not able to pick up a point. Mell to serve. And Sid, line drive, knuckleball, ace. First ace serve of the match, and it's 12-11 Ogallala. Mel started things off here with three in a row to get Ogallala the early lead, and now it's 12-11 Indians. Mel, that one had a little bit more spin on it. Connor sets it right side, Squires on the angle attack. Off the tip, a tip is called. Kearney Catholic didn't realize it. Nana Squires will get the kill. 12-12. Coach Morgan off the bench didn't like that one. And Anna will get her first kill. Side out Kearney Catholic. And Prasoski will go back and serve it away. It was 3-0 Ogallala. Stars came back to tie it at 4. Ogallala went up 7-4. Stars ran 4 in a row to take an 8-7 lead. We've been back and forth ever since. 12-12. Prasoski, the very short serve, overpassed into the Stars back row. Connor will set Teal from the 10-foot line. She's into the net. Point Ogallala. Neither team has really got it clicking so far here in game number one. We saw Shore get off to a good start for the Indians with 3 kills the first time through the front row, and now she rotates back into the front row. And to serve it away will be Palucic, and she hits it long and out of bounds. Service error, also the first service error of the match. 13-13, and Mackenzie Smith is back in here for the Stars, and Paige Herbert comes into the front row. Game one, best of five, C1 semifinals. Down the middle it goes. It'll be set to the middle. Schroer hits the tape, and it spins over Herbert's there. Back row attacks Studi, and her attack is good. Good job by Connor, who had to scramble to go get the set. She called out Studi, and Morgan gets her first kill. 14-13, Kearney Catholic. Smith with the serve. She had 2 last time, looking for 2 here. Deep middle, right to Shaw, the libero, middle Schroer. She's around the block, but out of bounds. Smith was able to pull the hands back and let it sail wide. And it's 15-13, Kearney Catholic with their biggest lead here of the first set. Smith now for 3 in a row. And McKenzie moves the volleyball around. Picked up there by Geisert. Middle Schroer tips it across. Prasoski's ready. Set to the outside, Herbert. She's deep. And a point here for Ogallala. Herbert just got a little bit underneath that one. Yeah, she's saying I didn't come follow through because that was not well blocked by Ogallala. And to serve it away now will be Jensen Geisert. Geisert down the middle it goes to Prasoski. Connor tries to dump it across. Shore's there. She tries a one-time back and is wide and out of bounds. So that's not exactly how Connor picks up most of her kills, but she's going to get one there. 16-14 Stars and Morgan Studi to serve it away. Studi with the jump serve. Down the middle it goes. Pass to the center on the right side. Palucic tipped across by Schwartz. It's been a while, so she's got a good swing. Prasoski sets it across. Now slide right side. Tipped across again by the Indians. And Arnsdorf set outside Stars Herbert. Near corner kill. Paige Herbert with her third kill. And time out. Ogallala, it's our first timeout of the match. Kearney Catholic 17, Ogallala 14. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center. A big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. We are in the state semifinals of the C1 tournament. Earlier today, St. Cecilia and Freeman advanced to the C2 final. Millard West and Omaha Marion to the Class A final. Ogallala timeout with Morgan Studi serving it away here for Kearney Catholic and leading it 17-14. And we're ready to get back to action. Studi with the jump serve. Good angle. Passed up front. And off the back foot, the attack is going to sail deep and long. Arnsdorf was just trying to float that baby into the back row and set it well deep. And it's 18-14. Studi and Smith, the only one to score off their serve so far. So two rotations have been solid for Kearney Catholic. Schroer, middle attack. That one's down to the floor. And for Kendall, she'll get her fourth kill. But now she rotates to the back row with her Indians trailing 18-15 here in game one. And the serve to Smith. Connor. Fakes the slide, goes to the outside, Herbert. She likes the line. She'll get the kill. Number 4 for Paige Herbert. 19-15, Kearney Catholic. And the setter, Shayla Connor, will go back to serve it away. 3 back. Now make it 3 back on serve receive here for Ogallala. Trying to find a way to get something going. Short serve, and it's just wide in front of the Ogallala bench. Side out here for Kearney Catholic. And checking back in to serve for Ogallala will be Demi Anderson. Anderson so far on the season, 38 ace serves. That one is down low. Studi had to go pick it up. Shunned off from the 10-foot line over the double block. Overpass by Shaw, the libero. Kearney Catholic was able to knock it down. Paige Herbert. Fifth kill for Paige. Side out Kearney Catholic getting closer to that 25-point mark. It's 20-16. And Whitney Colling is in to serve it away. Kylie Teal, Anna Squires in the front row now. And Whitney Colling serve. Low serve down the right side, high set to the middle, and the attack is going to be in the net for Sid Mell. And all of a sudden, Ogallala having trouble getting anything going here. 21-16, and another timeout by the Ogallala Indians. So slowly but surely, Kearney Catholic is pulling away here in the opening set. Stars 21, Indians 16. We'll be right back.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
I want to welcome all the folks into town for the six-man state championship game tonight at Foster Field. Hyannis, Silver Lake at 7 o'clock as Colling serve is going to barely be passed across. Free ball here for the Stars. Connor sets it back to Anna Squires. Driven into the back row to Shaw. Set middle. The attack, Mel. Blocked by Shundoff. Ogallala digs it out. Point still alive. Mel will set it into the middle to Connor. Squires, two balls over, and is blocked. Ace block, Ogallala. It's Sid Mel with her first ace block. That's the third ace block of the opening set here for Ogallala. And they'll get the side out with Shelby Welsh. 21-17, Kearney Catholic here in game number one. And Welsh, hop, skip, kind of a triple jump serve, gets it across to Studi. Set middle, here's Shundoff, and it's going to be dug out there by Welsh. High pass to the outside, blocked by Anna Squires. Ogallala again sets middle, this time it's down and good for Mel. It's third kill for Mel, the seventh for Ogallala. 21-18, both fans trying to get their players going here. And Messbarger has checked in. Apparently there was a net violation called. Everybody's ready for Ogallala to play the ball, but the officials are giving the ball here to Kearney Catholic. Coach Morgan wants an explanation. I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but Kearney Catholic gets the point, 22-17. So Michelle Messbarger will serve it away. And it's picked up down the middle. Back set right side, Mel. It's blocked up front. And down it goes, Oprecht and Teal. Oprecht signaled four, so she must not have got a hand on it. They're going to call it in the net. The attack error makes it 23-17. Messbarger's serve. Overpass tight to the net, trying to keep it out of there. Anna Squires tips it across. And in the net called on Ogallala. It's game point for Kearney Catholic. Ogallala's got a lot of things to clean up after they got off to that 4-1 start. A lot of violations and errors here. And Messbarger, game point for the Stars at 24-17. Good strong serve down the right line. Mel on the attack, blocked up front by Oprecht and Shundoff. Back set to the middle. It'll be taken across off the tape that time by Geisert. Spun off the net. Kearney Catholic has it. They'll send it across. And another whistle for four hits on Kearney Catholic. Point for the Indians. And game point number two coming up for the Stars. And back to serve it away will be Sid Mell. She's got 4 points so far from the service line here in the opening set. And Mell serve down the middle to Colling. Connor sets outside. Here comes Kylie Teal. And it's in. Two Ogallala Indians went for it. Then they both backed off. And Teal will have her first kill ever in a state tournament. And Kearney Catholic will take the opening set over Ogallala by a score of 25-18. We'll be back to take a look at the numbers. You're listening to the state tournament on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center. Let's take a look now at the unofficial first set numbers I had. First off, for Ogallala, Kendall Schwarr had an ace block and four kills. Jensen Geiser, two service points. Sid Mell, four service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and three kills. And Jenna Palucic had an ace block. Seven kills, three ace blocks, and one ace serve for Ogallala. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, two service points. Kylie Teal had a kill. Morgan Studi with five service points and a kill. Shayla Connor, three kills. Courtney Shundoff, Callie Oprick, and Anna Squires each had one kill. Mackenzie Smith, four service points, and Paige Herbert, five kills. The Stars had 13 kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. There's no doubt they got some help from Ogallala. Ogallala with 12 errors. They were in the net multiple times as the game moved on, trying to secure their block. But the Stars win it 25-18. And we'll be back to bring you game two action right after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here at the Heartland Events Center as the State High School Volleyball Tournament continues. We will keep you up to date on what's going on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as it is Giltner in their state semifinal against Sterling right now. And Kearney Catholic will serve it away to start game number two, but they serve it into the net here. So back to serve it away for Ogallala. Will be their number one server in Sid Mell. Serve across. Connor tries to dump it across quickly, and it works. Fourth kill for Shayla Connor. Side out Stars. Connor seeing something in that block game of Ogallala that will keep them interested until we see a little shift. And Mackenzie Smith now will come in and serve it away. Picked up in the back row. Pass to the outside. Schwarr will fire it across. Set middle. Tipped across there by Oprick. Here's the set middle, Schwarr. Schwarr off the double block. Good up by Herbert. It's across the net. Stays in bounds. Picked up by Palucic. Has to be rolled across by Geisert. And here's Herbert for Kearney Catholic. Off the tip. She'll get the kill. Number six for Paige Herbert. 2-1 Stars. And Smith stays at that service line. Again, when Smith and Studi were serving in game one, that's when the Stars were scoring their points. Serves across and handled here by Ogallala to the outside. A termination quickly put away by Kendall Schwarr. And that will be her fifth. And we are tied at two. Back into the ball game here for Ogallala will be Sophie Arnsdorf. And to serve it away will be Jenna Palucic. Palucic floats it into the corner. Studi. Studi to Connor. Connor high set Herbert over the double block. Dug out there by Shaw. Passed outside. The Indians will roll it across with Geiser. Kearney Catholic quickly gets it to Herbert. Off the tip, another dig by Shaw. Indians going to Geisert again. That's down the line and good for Geisert. That'll be her first kill of the match. And it's 3-2, Ogallala. Ogallala got off to a solid start in game one, but couldn't keep that momentum. And this serve floats across to Studi in the back middle. Connor sets outside Herbert. Got a good look at it. Blocked by Schroer. Dug out by Studi. Set to the outside Herbert. Tips it over the double block. Dug out there again to Schroer. Her swing is off of Prasoski and into the crowd. Kendall Schroer. Again, she had a good first time through the rotation in game one and then was quiet the rest of the way. 4-2 Ogallala game two. Kearney Catholic won the opener. 25-18. Stars on serve receive. Slide. Oprek, she's blocked. Schroer gets her second ace block. And it's 5-2. She also had some help up there from Jensen Geisert. And Polucic serve looking for four in a row. Polucic this time across to Smith. Connor sets to the outside. Herbert from off the net. Partially blocked. Dug out there by Geisert. Set to the middle. The attack is driven across beautifully that time by Schroer, but a great dig by Studi, and then Kearney Catholic dumps it into the net. 6-2 Ogallala, quick start here again in game number two. And Kearney Catholic's elected to use an early timeout here, try and right the ship. The Stars won the opening set 25-18, but Ogallala off to a 6-2 start in game two. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Grand Island, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center. Giltner has taken the first set from Sterling by a score of 25-23. That's currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM from Grand Island Senior High. Here, Kearney Catholic takes the opening game 25-18, but Ogallala is up 6-2. Early in the second set. And back to serve it away is Polucic. She's got four straight. Stars will serve, receive, get it to the middle to Oprek. Off the single block, down and good. Callie Oprek with her second kill. Side out, Kearney Catholic. Back to serve it away will be Morgan Studi. And Studi's jump serve, very powerful. Picked up there by Mel. Overpass, tipped down by Herbert. And a back row block is going to be called on Ogallala. We were waiting to see what the call was. Wouldn't have mattered. Herbert was going to get that kill. It rolled to the floor. That'll be her seventh, 6-4, Ogallala. And Studi serve. Another beauty. She's on it right now. Schroer, middle, tries to tip it over the double block, and she finds the donut hole. Kill for Schroer. That'll be her seventh. So Kendall has four for Ogallala, and Paige has seven here for Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away will be Jensen Geisert. Geisert with a couple of points in game one. That one clips the net. Studi's able to play it. Dumped across there by Connor and then passed back inbounds. Good play by Studi right on the line to Shundoff. Rolls it off the block. Punched into the net. Ogallala can't get it back. Shundoff will get her second kill. And the Stars trail 7-5 in game number two. Shayla Connor will serve it away. And Anna Squires is back into the front row here for the Stars. Connor serves, keeping it right down the middle. Set right side, Schroer. Her attack is deep and out of bounds. 7-6. So Kearney Catholic down four early and a chance to tie it up almost as quickly. Connor with her first service point. Floats it across down the line. A little problem there for Welsh. They set it back to her off the block attempt of Shundoff. Good save by Connor. Back to Courtney. Rattles it off the tape. Down and good. Third kill for Courtney Shundoff, and we're tied 7-7. So as quickly as the Stars fell behind, they have regained the lead. And down the right sideline, it is going to be Welsh, punched over by Schroer. Kearney Catholic goes Studi in the middle, rolls it across off a couple of tips. They'll get it outside. Welsh, her attack goes into the net. Point Kearney Catholic. And the Stars, who were down 6-2, have now went on their own 6-1 run and lead it by a score of 8-7. Shayla Connor spins it, goes with the high short serve, picked up by Welsh. Stays in front, back to Welsh on the attack, and she'll split the middle for the kill. First kill for Shelby Welsh, fourth different Ogallala Indian to pick up a kill. And that ties the second set at 8 apiece. Back to serve it away will be Kendall Shore. Shore gets it to Studi, stays in the back row, shunned off from the 10-foot line. Her attack is deep and out of bounds. Point for the Indians, 9-8. This is about the time in game one where we exchanged serves numerous times before the Stars went on their run. Shore's serve. Passes off the mark. Run down by Connor. Has to be bumped across. A rare free ball here for Ogallala. They go middle to Mel. She'll drive it down and good. Fourth kill for Sid Mel. And it's 10-8 Ogallala. So they've rattled off three quick ones. And Shore tries for another one here. Kendall, deep middle to Studi. Tight to the net. It's going to be Connor. Sets middle. Herbert taps it across. Dug out there by Polucic, set middle to Mel. Mel drives it across. Stars scrambling to get it back, and Herbert actually got a swing on it. Up there in the back row by Geisert, and it's punched across. Chance here for Kearney Catholic. Set middle, but all they can do is set it across. Miscommunication there. Here's Mel for Ogallala. Smith with the dig. Knocks her down, but she made a good pass. The attack by Herbert. Long rally going here. Ogallala to the outside. Tries it through the double block, and Welsh will get her second straight kill. 11-8, and remember, Kearney Catholic has already used the timeout here early on in this set. And a serve by Schwarr, trying to keep this Ogallala run going. Set Connor, going to set it to the back right side, Herbert. Pass off the mark here for Ogallala, then they overpass, free ball, shunned off. Didn't get a lot on it, it's dug out there by Anderson. The attack blocked up front by Anna Squires. Welsh drives it into Squires and shunned off. And we'll give Anna credit for the Stars' first ace block. Side out. High school volleyball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is 11-9 in favor of Ogallala. Second set, Stars won the opener, and Ogallala will pick up their 12th point right here by Sid Mel. Her fifth. She's got five. Schroer's got seven, just like most of the season, but Geisert has been quiet, and Shelby Wells has just kind of finally started to get something going. That'll be Demi Anderson to serve for the Indian. That ball didn't move at all, just a knuckleball rotation. As Shundoff will quickly get it back for the Stars. Middle attack down and good. So Courtney with four kills here in this game. Makes it 12-10, Stars trail. And Messbarger will go back and serve it away. Yesterday, Shundoff had three. Stars really didn't need to get a lot of kills. It was balanced. Everybody between three and seven. As the serve across, quick tip back here by the Indians. Dumped over by Connor, and it works again. Fifth kill for Shayla Connor. 12-11 Ogallala. And the sophomore Messbarger to serve. Shayla Connor, Mackenzie Smith, the only two seniors on this Kearney Catholic team. Down the middle to Shaw. Right side, it'll be tipped across. And did it miss the line? Yes, it did. Just wide. By Shelby Welsh, and the Ogallala error ties things up at 12. For Ogallala, they don't have a ton of seniors either. They have three as they rebuild to here at the state tournament. Big swing is dug out by Colling. Outside attack, Kearney Catholic by Kylie Teal. Picked up, Ogallala goes to the middle. Mel on the attack. Good dig in the back corner by Connor. Set outside for Teal, and she is blocked. Sid Mel. And for Sid, that's her second ace block. Fifth ace block of the match for Ogallala. 13-12 Indians. The opening game went to Kearney Catholic 25-18. And to serve it away will be Shelby Welsh. Down the middle of the studio, kind of roll up her arm. Connor had to run it down. Teal from off the net. Halves it into the back row. Picked up there by the libero and Shaw. And the attack into the net for Ogallala. 13-13. This is where Kearney Catholic started to pull away, get something going in game number one on way to a 25-18 victory. Now Allie Persosky will serve it to try and get something going for the Stars. Safely down the middle, set right side, Mel. She's blocked up front, ace block. Oprek and Teal, it was Teal. Kylie with her first ace block, and the Stars take the lead 14-13. Kearney Catholic scored five of the last 6 points after being down 12-9. And Prasoski served. This one a little stronger in the back middle. Bump set to Mel. Over the single block, Prasoski has it. Connor from the back row will set it to Teal. Teal's deep. And point here for Ogallala. 14-14. Side out for the Indians. And to serve it away will be Sid Mel. She had 4 points in the first set from the service line. And Mel serve. Down the middle to Studi. Connor, good pass to her. Set for Oprick. Oprick powers one across. Mel with the dig. Set into the middle for Shore. She's blocked by Oprick. Back to Ogallala. Shore on the attack. Studi's there. Connor runs down the set. Slides middle. Oprick. Termination. Kelly. Oprick. Third kill for her. 15-14. Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert into the front row. And Mackenzie Smith to go back and serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. Smith with 5 service points so far in the match. And Smith drives it down the middle to Shaw. Stays in the back row. They try to get it up there to their big hitter in Schroer. She drives it over. Smith with the dig. Stars do have to pass it across. Shaw again to Polucek. Again to Schroer in the middle. Off the tip. Prasoski with the dig. Connor sets Herbert tight to the net. She'll have to tip it right in front of the referee. Schroer on the return. It's good. Oprick was the only one there on a single block, and Schroer was able to take it around her for her 8th kill. Side out Ogallala. 15-15 in game number 2. Stars won the opener 25-18. And to serve it away will be Polucek, the setter for the Indians. Here's Connor, tries to dump it across and jammed into their own net. Ogallala, they saw it coming the last couple of times. And so Schroer tried to just send it right back at Connor, and she shoved it right into the net. 16-15, Studi to serve for the Stars, up one. Jump serve, handled in the middle by Mel. Set Schroer, she takes it off their own net. Point in favor of Kearney. Oh, they call it a tip. Off Kearney Catholic and give Schroer the point. So Ogallala will get that one and give the kill to Schroer, her 9th. Makes it 16-16. Kearney Catholic serve received to Herbert. Herbert blocked. Good dig up at the front of the net there by the Stars, and Studi will return it from the back corner. Just getting a hand on it is Mel. Set Schroer middle. Now it's into the net. Kearney Catholic point. 17-16 Stars. Prasoski rotates out. Anna Squires is in. Shayla Connor will serve. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Especially those listening outside of Nebraska, as Welsh on the attack. Rolls off Shundoff. Good dig by Herbert. High pass to the right side. Squires, soft swing, is blocked right back at her. Connor sets it across, blocked right back on her. Connor goes to Herbert. That's through the double block. And down for Paige Herbert. Number 8 for Paige Herbert. 18-16, Kearney Catholic. Time out. Ogallala. The Stars won the opening game 25-18 and now lead 18-16 in game 2. You're listening to the State High School Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
As always, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball state semifinals. Stars up 18-16 in the second. They won the opener. Ogallala calling the first timeout. Connor serves it across. Back set, right side, Schroer. And Connor let it go, and it's just inside the back tape for Schroer's 10th kill. 6 of them coming here in game 2, trying to keep the Indians in this match. Now Schroer rotates to the back. That will bring Mel into the front as the big hitter. Schroer floats it across to Smith. Passes to Connor, sets it into the far corner, makes Schroer run after it. Here's the set middle from Mel. Half swing, block Shundoff. Dug out nicely there by Welsh and passed across. Shundoff on the swing, big swing. Schroer, though, with a great dig. It goes high in the Heartland center rafters and is returned by Mel. Kearney Catholic gets it outside. Herbert from 12 feet away. Her angle attack is dug out by Geiser. Here's the pass, middle Mel. Dug out by the Stars again. Connor back set to Squires, and Anna will drive it into the back row. Good rally going here, and it's into the net by Ogallala. Jensen Geisert just trying to return it from the back row. Into the net it goes. Error Ogallala, point Stars, 19-17. Kylie Teal back into the front row, and Whitney Colling to serve it away. Colling serve. Floats it across, picked up there by Welsh. High set to the outside, Mel put it into her own antenna, out of bounds. Point, Kearney Catholic, 20-17, Stars. I think the Star fans were a little late on picking that one up. Calling to serve. Whitney, far corner, picked up there by the libero and Shaw. Set outside, Mel. Over the double block, the dig is made by Calling. Slide right side, Anna Squires. Blocked and dug out by Mel. Set to the outside, Welsh. She's blocked. Anna Squires tight to the right antenna. Anna Squires with her second ace block. And timeout, Ogallala. For the second straight set, the Stars are pulling away late. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-18, and they lead game two 21-17. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, quick, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
High school volleyball action continuing here on Classic Hits 98.9. Out of the second Ogallala timeout, it is Whitney Colling to serve it away again. Trying for a 5-point lead. Across it comes to Geisert. High set outside, driven across there by Mel. Stars with the dig to Teal. Teal off the block, down, and no, they say it's dug out on a pancake, but it's still passed out of bounds. Point Kearney Catholic. Still give Teal credit for that because Ogallala never did make a play on the ball. And Kylie will get her second kill. 22-17. Whitney Colling stays on the serve. Ogallala trying to rotate in here just to kill a little extra time. Set outside, Mel blocked again by Anna Squires. This time Ogallala digs it. Mel again tight to the left antenna. Dug out by Colling. She's played an outstanding back row so far. Mel dumps it across. Connor's ready. Shundoff attack. That one's blocked by the Indians. And there's Sid Mel again. That is her third ace block. 22-18 Stars, but the Indians have the volleyball. Another chance to get back into this one. Demi Anderson to serve. And she has not scored on her rotation on her serve as of yet. Connor sets Anna Squires, blocked up front by Mel. Picked up by the Stars to Teal. Teal goes angle. That one's down. Kylie Teal makes it 23-18. Kearney Catholic. Oprick back into the front row here. And back to serve it away will be Michelle Messbarger. And Messbarger serve. Deep middle to Shaw. Passes off the court. Welsh goes and gets it. And Ogallala has to send a free ball across. Connor with a one-time swing. Shaw has it again. Now middle to Mel, dug out in the back corner by Connor. From the 10-foot line, Teal takes the angle, off the block, overpass, redirected by Mel, and a nice job to get the Ogallala point. That one was headed well away from any place good for Ogallala, and Sid Mel gets her sixth kill on the redirect. Now Welsh to serve it away here for Ogallala. Kearney Catholic 23, Ogallala 19. The Stars won the opener. And Welsh with the serve. She'll hit the net, and it's in the net. Service error, and it's 24-19. Allie Prasoski comes in for Kearney Catholic. It is game point. The Stars a point away from a 2-0 lead here in the state semifinals. Prasoski waits for the whistle, comes all the way to the left-hand corner, and floats that one across middle. Here is the set. Palucic, right side attack, is blocked and into us for the kill. Teal with the ace block, and Kearney Catholic takes game number two, 25-19, pulling away late in both games to take a 2-0 lead. We'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center. Doug Duda along with Stu Pospisil as we bring you state high school volleyball action. Stu's confused. He's here for tonight's football game between Grand Island and Omaha North. Kicks off 7 o'clock at Memorial Field. Here, Kearney Catholic is up 2-0 at the state volleyball tournament semifinals over Ogallala. Let's take a look at the numbers we had from the second set. First off for Ogallala, they played better as far as the numbers are concerned. Kendall Schroer, 3 service points, an ace block, 6 kills. Jensen Geisert had a kill. Sid Mell, 2 ace blocks and 3 kills. Jenna Paluchik, 4 service points. Shelby Welsh, 2 kills. 12 kills, 3 ace blocks, no ace serves for Ogallala. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, 2 service points. Kylie Teal, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. Morgan Studium had 1 service point. Whitney Colling had 3 service points. Shayla Connor, 4 service points and 3 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 3 kills. Callie Oprick, 2 kills. Anna Squires, 2 ace blocks. Allie Prasoski, 2 service points. Paige Herbert, 3 kills. 13 kills, but 4 ace blocks. Still not an ace serve of the match for Kearney Catholic, but they take the second set 25-19. They're up 2-0 on Ogallala, and we head to the third set of our C1 state semifinal right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. I'm Doug Dudem at the Heartland Events Center. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as the state volleyball tournament rolls on with semifinal Friday. And Kearney Catholic, a dogfight with Ogallala for the first 2/3 of each set, but then found a way to pull away late after it was 15-15, 18-18, and win them both 25-19, 25-18, 25-19. And the Stars with an attack error here to start game number 1-3, and it'll be a point for Ogallala. So Ogallala has scored first in all 3 sets. And Sid Mell to serve it away again. Mel served that point. This point is going to be deep and out of bounds. Calling with the good call on that one. Allie Prasoski now rotates in. On the breeze, 94.5 FM, Sterling has taken game 2 from Giltner, 25-17. Giltner won the opener, 25-23. So Giltner and Sterling even at a set apiece. Prasoski serve is across. Bump set to the middle. Mel back row attack. Studi with the dig. Here's Connor. Tries to one arm it across. Dug out here by Ogallala. Paluchek will set it across to Prasoski. Connor sets outside Teal. Teal drives it across. Nice dig out there. In the middle, it'll be sure she lofts it across. Picked up by Colling. Connor sets to the outside. Teal into the net. Point for Ogallala on the attack error. And Ogallala leads it by a score of 2-1. Back to serve it away. Will be Paluchik the setter. Set Connor. Here's Oprek. Been quiet for a while. Nice attempt. That one's blocked above the net. Blocked by Kelly. Third attempt, and it comes down on the Stars' side. Sophie Arnsdorf finally gets into the three-point column with her first kill. There were three jousts up there at the net. The first two won by Oprich, and the third and one that mattered was won there by Arnsdorf. Serve across, shunned off on the attack, or Teal on the attack right side. Quickly returned by Olala. Studi to Kroner in the middle. Oprich off the tape. Pops into the air. Dug out there by Polucic. Set to the outside. Driven across by Anderson. And sent right back over on a free attempt by Oprich. Again, the attack from the left corner. Geisert gets a swing. And it is in for an Ogallala kill. Well, nothing different here. Ogallala got off to a quick start in the first two sets. And again, they're off to a quick start. 4-1. Polucic serve. Back middle handled there by Studi to the outside. Oprich blocked and flicked back across there by Arnsdorf. Stars set back row. Studi will drive it across. Shaw digs it in the far right corner. Up front they go, and it's lofted across there by Geisert. Kearney Catholic tries to go quickly to Oprich. Takes it at Mel, and that's going to be a kill. Callie with her fourth kill. Stars have been pretty even here. 8 for Herbert, 6 for Connor, 4 for Shundoff and Oprich, 3 for Teal. For Ogallala, 10 for Schroer, 6 for Mel. And the Stars serve with Mackenzie Smith. Down the middle to Mel. Here's the set. Schroer through the double block. Down and good. So the first time that Ogallala's been able to get Smith off the line without any damage. And back to serve it away will be Jensen Geisert for the Indians. Across to Prasoski. It's overpassed into the net. That's going to be an ace serve. Only the second ace for either team here in the match. Geisert will record that one. 6-2. It was 6-2 in the first set. Stars called timeout, but not here. Over to Studi. Connor sets outside. Herbert, it was wide, but she makes a great adjustment and is able to get the kill. Paige Herbert on the wide set, able to use her strength to fire it back against the grain and has her ninth kill. Here's Studi jump serve Stars. Pass tight to the net. Good job, Polucic. She's been handling them all to Schroer. Schroer with the kill. And for Kendall, that'll be her 12th. Side out, Ogallala. 7-3. Schroer now goes back to serve it away. Kendall floats it right down the middle to Smith. From the middle of the court, they'll set it outside to Shundoff, and that is out. They started to call a tip, then changed their mind. It's out of bounds. And a timeout, Kearney Catholic. So Ogallala, for the third straight set, has jumped out to a lead, but can they keep it? The Stars rallied to win the first two, and it's Ogallala 8, Kearney Catholic 3, here in set 3 of the state volleyball tournament.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Again, coming up after our match, the Minden Whippets will take on Columbus SCOTUS, and then Grand Island Northwest will play Norris, and you'll hear them all right here on Classic Hits. Kendall Schroer to serve it away with an 8-3 Ogallala lead in the third set. Stars are up 2-0. Herbert over the double block, pass close to the net, and oh, the setter and Sid Mel get their feet tripped up, and the ball ends up being passed into the net. So just a little unfortunate circumstance there. And they're going to bring Schroer out for a breather. And Walsh on serve receive, overpass, tip there Polucic, and Polucic wins the joust. She gets the kill and the point for Ogallala. That'll be the first one for Jenna. And it's 9-4 Ogallala. And to serve it away will be Demi Anderson. Again, they have not scored on this rotation. A good deep serve. Smith standing on the back line makes the play over to Herbert. Herbert's attack out of bounds, and now they've scored on it on the Kearney Catholic air. Don't forget, whenever the match is over, it's the Bisco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. So keep it here on Classic Hits. Serve across, a full-out overpass on the dive by Smith. Got it across, middle attack by Mel, and we've got in the net called on Kearney Catholic. trying to get the block up, 11-4. And the tide has drastically turned here in favor of Ogallala. And this serve to Studi, passed into the net. In fact, it was passed over the net, and getting a fingertip on it is going to be Welsh, enough to get credit for that kill. They're going to call it an ace here, but we clearly saw, because we're right at center court, that that one was tipped. Four in a row, Ogallala. And they are pulling away, and an ace serve off the back row, 13-4. And Anderson, who hadn't scored the whole game, gets four in a row, and Kearney Catholic's going to use their final one right here. Stars haven't been down by this much at all, or very rarely this year. The good news for Kearney Catholic fans, they won the first two sets 25-18, 25-19. And now Kearney Catholic trails in set three to Ogallala 13-4. We'll be back with more of the state volleyball tournament right after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
This is the C1 State High School Volleyball Tournament Semifinals on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bertrand, Minden serve across, and Anna Squires drives it into the block, and Ogallala can't dig it out of their own net. So Squires comes in during that timeout, gets her second kill. Kearney Catholic's got a long way to go. 13-5, they trail here in the third set. And back to serve it away is Whitney Colling. Colling serve off the Anna Squires kill. Middle attack, Bell wastes no time. It's down, it's good. Stars were in the net as well. Seventh kill for Sid Bell. And it's 14-5. Ball loose on the floor. And Kearney Catholic will readjust. And Welsh will serve it away. Up by nine, looking to run away with game three to Colling. Connor sets middle. Here comes Shundoff. The whole kitchen sink came to the net, and it's wide and out of bounds. And the look of wonderment on the Kearney Catholic bench over there. The coach is wondering where things went that quickly. Welsh's serve over to Studi. Connor runs it down. Maddie Squires is back in. Maddie on the outside attack. Pumped up there by Anderson and rolled back over by Welsh. Anna Squires has to set it. High set to Maddie Squires. From Squires to Squires, it's down and in. And for Maddie, that will be her first kill of the match. Side out, Kearney Catholic. And Messbarger will serve it away. So many options over there for Coach Chris Connor to bring in when she needs to. And the serve clipped the net, but it does come across. Set middle, and the attack is a bomb dropped down by Sid Mel. And Mel now starting to get a little bit into the rhythm of things. Shore was doing so well, but Mel now has kind of come alive. Front row, back row. Now she's going to go serve it away. 16-6, Ogallala in the third set. Kearney Catholic's up 2-0. Here is Anna Squires in the middle, and Shore one-on-one ace block. Kendall with her third ace block, and it's 17-6. And right now, Kearney Catholic's just got to find a way to get something going so that when we do get to the fourth set, they have a little bit of their game back. And the serve across, trouble there off the Colling dig, has to be passed across. Short pass by Connor. Shore on a two ball, drives it home. 13 kills, three ace blocks for Kendall Schroer. Stars have already used both of their timeouts. And the Stars have not had it handed to them like this in quite some time. This serve deep and out of bounds. That'll be the second service error here of this set for Ogallala. Not a lot of service errors either way tonight. In fact, I think that's just the fourth by my count for Ogallala. Allie Prasoski now comes in for Kearney Catholic. Three deep on serve receive here for the Indians, who come in at 32-6, ranked second in the state after beating Minden twice. Here's the set to the outside, Schroer. Great pass by Collins. Collins overpass goes so far back into the corner. Ogallala can't get a good play on it. And Collins gets the good old defensive kill. And a point for the Stars. 18-8, Ogallala. Prasoski serve. Off the back line, trouble here for Ogallala. They pass it across right at Maddie Squires. Connor slides Oprich. Free shot, down and good. After scrambling to get that last one across, Ogallala was out of system, and Coach Steve Morgan doesn't want to waste any more time, even though they're up by nine. The Indians will call timeout. Kearney Catholic's up 2-0, but Ogallala leads 18-9 in game three here on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Carmel.
State High School Volleyball Tournament continuing here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, tonight we've got college football on ESPN, 1460 and 1550 from the Pac-12, a big matchup between UCLA and Washington. Right now, out of the Ogallala timeout, Kearney Catholic continues to serve with Allie Prasoski. Floats it across at the middle. It'll be rolled over by Geisert. Prasoski sets. Maddie Squires with the power dump into the backhand corner. Handled there by Shore. She'll roll it over, and the middle was wide open. Shore, good court vision to get her fourth kill of the game, her 14th of the match. 19-9, Ogallala, and Polucic to serve it away. Stars up 2-0, but it's been all Ogallala in the third set. Studi on the serve receive. Short set middle, Oprich blocked by Schroer. Connor with the up, Prasoski with the set outside, Maddie Squires, and the attack goes into the net. So the lead back to 11. It's been as much as 12 for the Indians. 20-9, Polucic serve, deep and out of bounds. Service error, Stars will get the serve back. Of course, remember, Kearney Catholic has found themselves in some spots here at the state tournament they don't want to be in. Ogallala, again, looking for their first state final since being the Class B champion back in 2000. Mackenzie Smith now to serve for Kearney Catholic. Mel tight to the net. Polucic. Schroer is able to handle it and drive it through the double block. Number 15 for Kendall Schroer. 21-10. And Geisert back to serve it away. Geisert serve. Handled by Prasoski in the back middle. Connor short set. Oprich blocked again by Schroer and it stayed in. Kendall Schroer with her fourth ace block, 22-10. Ogallala just moments away from getting on the board here in game number three. Geisert serves, Studi to Connor, outside Herbert from well off the net. Again, it's blocked by Schroer. And this is a little bit more of what Kearney Catholic was worried about coming into the match and what Ogallala was doing early on. Getting some ace blocks. That is the ninth, five of them from Schroer. Serve a little bit deeper this time for Demi Anderson. Stars get it to the outside. Herbert, she'll get the kill. Point Kearney Catholic. That'll be the 10th kill for Herbert, which leads the team. Now Morgan Studi serves it away. 23-11, Ogallala goes on a short angle. Picked up by Welsh. Back set right side. Schroer goes with the set. Prasoski's right there. Bump set back row for Studi. Here attack fire corner. Dug out there by Mel. To the middle, Schroer. It's blocked, but it went out of bounds. Schroer with the kill, and it is game point. Ogallala 24-11, and Schroer will go back and serve it away. Kearney Catholic waits for it, and Schroer into the net. Doesn't matter. Kearney Catholic Shayla Connor will go back and serve it away until this match is over because you've got 12 more game points here for Ogallala. And the serve. Set middle. Go to the outside. Mel blocked, but out of bounds. Point Ogallala, and that is the end of game number three as Ogallala dominates by a score of 25-11. Kearney Catholic's up 2-1 here in the C1 semifinal, and we'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront in Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Let's take a look at the numbers we had for the third set. First off, for Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had 2 service points. Kylie, let's redo that in the third set here for Kearney Catholic. We had Whitney Colling with a kill, Maddie Squires with a kill, Kelly Oprick with 2 kills, Anna Squires a kill, Allie Prasoski 2 service points, Paige Herbert 2 kills, the Stars 7 kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. Ogallala, Sophie Arnsdorf had a kill, Kendall Schroer had a service point, 3 ace blocks, and 6 more kills. Jensen Geisert, 2 service points. One of those was an ace serve. Then Demi Anderson had 5 service points, including an ace. Geisert also had a kill there in that set. Sid Mell had 3 service points and 3 kills. Jenna Palucic had 3 service points and a kill. And Shelby Welsh had a service point and a kill. I had Ogallala for 13 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as the Indians dominate game 3, 25-12. Kearney Catholic won the first two, 25-18, 25-19, and lead the best of 5, 2-1. We're back with the third set after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
We're on to set 4 here at the State Volleyball Tournament. Kearney Catholic will serve it with Allie Prasoski. And she'll float it into the back middle, picked up there by Anderson. Set to the middle, Mel. Mel on the attack, dug out by Prasoski to Kylie Teal. She's blocked, dug out by Herbert, dumped across by Connor. A lot of energy on the opening point. Set outside, the attack by Geisert, dug out by the Stars to Teal. Teal goes back, and it is deep and out of bounds. Looks like both teams might have made an adjustment to start this set. Matchup wise, and back into the front row, Schroer, and to serve it away will be Sid Mell. And all 4 games, Ogallala has scored the first point. Back row attack, Studi. Might have been deep. Break here for Kearney Catholic. Ogallala's not going to be able to get it back. Morgan Studi will pick up the point. And it's a side out here for Mackenzie Smith. 1-1, game 4. And McKenzie drives it into the corner to Anderson. Here's the set to the outside for Schroer, and it's good. Off the back row attempt off the dig there was Smith. Schroer now has a match-high 17 kills, 9 for Sid Mell. for Kearney Catholic, 10 for Paige Herbert, 6 for Shayla Connor, 5 for Oprick, 4 for Shundoff. Serve across, Connor, slide right side, Oprick, and she missed the corner. It's out of bounds. Both teams have made their share of errors in this match today. Ogallala kind of was able to tone that down in the third set. And Palucic to serve it away. 3-1, Ogallala again off to a quick start. Connor fires it across. Shore blocked by Oprick. Nice dig there. And it'll be picked up and blocked again, but out of bounds. And they're looking for a tip. No, give the kill to Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf had the block. And Kearney Catholic not able to finish it off the second time. Palucic on the serve, 4-1. It's been 4-1 in all four sets in favor of Ogallala. Here's the attack, Oprick, it's out of bounds. Kearney Catholic begging for the tip, they're not gonna get it. And it's 5-1 Ogallala. And the momentum is squarely on Ogallala's side, but Kearney Catholic's helping him out with a ton of errors. Over to Studi. Connor dumps it across. That time the donut hole is open. There's kill number 7 for Shayla. That'll make it 5-2. Ogallala and Studi to serve. Stars need to make sure they can get right back in this here. Studi's jump serve. Line there to Mel. Here is the set to the middle to Shore. Shore, big swing. One arm up by Smith to keep it alive. Kearney Catholic from the back row. Studi blocked again. Shore, there was nobody there. Shore had an easy block after Kearney Catholic scrambled to get the ball across. Kendall Shore with her 6th ace block, 6-2 Indians. Jensen Geisert on the serve. Geisert across to Smith. Here is the set, Connor. She oversets it, picked up by Ogallala, and they're called in the net. Ogallala touched the net there with the setter, and a point for the Stars. 6-3. Ogallala leads, but Kearney Catholic's up 2-1. Ogallala dominated game number 3. Shayla Connor now to serve it away for the Stars. Shayla takes it safely down the right side to Shelby Welsh, to Shore on the right side around the double block. Great dig by Studi. Spun it out to Herbert. Herbert is blocked, and the blocking game right now of Ogallala is unbelievably strong. Shore with the attack over everybody, but Smith, she'll take it out of the back row. Now Studi back row attack. Good point going here. Mel, there's a double hit called on Ogallala as the pass to Palucic was kind of a line drive, and she tried to set it, and it rolled off her fingertips. Point, Kearney Catholic. Jensen Geisert. Serve across, Shore quickly fires it over, and it's good. Took a little something off of it and dropped it in front of Studi. Kendall Shore with her 18th kill. She'll now go back and serve. 7-4 Ogallala in the fourth. Kearney Catholic's up 2-1. Smith on serve, receive. Back set, Herbert tips it over the double block. High in the air, close to the net on the Ogallala side. And they have swung it. It didn't get across. That's 4 hits. Point Stars. 7-5 Ogallala. And coming in to serve for Kearney Catholic will be Whitney Colling. From Grand Island Senior High, Giltner has scratched out a 25-23 victory in the third set. 25-23, 17-25, 25-23. Giltner, a 2-1 lead over Sterling. And that's currently airing on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Whitney Colling has just registered the first ace serve of the afternoon for Kearney Catholic. Colling again, this one to Shaw. Good pass to Palucic, sets to the outside. Mel blocked up front by Shundoff. Good dig there by Welsh. Passed across by the Indians. Connor sets middle. Shundoff blocked by Mel again. Shundoff one more time into the far corner. Another great dig by Geisert. They're picking up everything right now. Set into the corner. Great coverage there by Studi to run it down. And it'll have to be set across by Connor. Free ball here for the Indians. They'll go Mel in the middle, and she'll terminate. Sid Mel able to drive another one home, her 10th on a long, long run that could have given the Stars some momentum. They'd scored 4 the last 5, but not that one. And it's 8-6 Ogallala, and back in will be Demi Anderson. And I don't think Kearney Catholic, obviously, nobody wants to go to a 5th set if you've had the lead, but Ogallala seems to be finding their stride. Calling on serve, receive. Connor goes middle. The attack by Shundoff, passed off the court, but run down by Palucic. Standing spike across by Mel. Studi gets it to Connor. Connor dumps it across. There's nobody there. Polucic, who had to run way over here by our table just to set that last volleyball, couldn't get back to the middle of the court in time, and Connor gets the point for the Stars. And now Michelle Messbarger gets a chance to serve it away and fires that one across to Anderson. Bump set middle for Mel around the single block and hammers another one. 11 kills for Mel. It's kind of a two-headed monster here for Ogallala. The Stars just have not been able to slow down Shore or Mel. And back to serve it away will be Shelby Welsh. 9-7 Indians. Welsh across to Colling. Connor, high set, Kylie Teal off the tip. Shaw makes the play in the back row. Bump set, but it'll have to be bumped across by Polochek. Here's Connor. Slide right side. Squires is off the back line and a deep. 10-7 Ogallala. Coach Chris Connor off the bench for some instructions for her youngsters. And Welsh, with just her second service point of this match, fires it back at Studi. Connor sets middle. Oprich needs to get going, but that is deep and out of bounds. Another error by Kearney Catholic. And timeout by the Stars. So Ogallala, down 2-0, is back in it. The Stars won the first two. Ogallala took the third, and they're up 11-7 in the fourth here on Classic Hits.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
More volleyball coming your way here from the Heartland Events Center with Minden and Columbus Scotus, our next match. That'll be followed by Grand Island Northwest and Norris. We'll have both those. The final match here today is Elkhorn South and Omaha Scutt. Again, Giltner leads Sterling 2-1 on the breeze, 94.5 FM. That'll be followed by Bertrand and Stewart. Service across here. Welsh fired back over, and Connor got it there, and the libero, Shayna Shaw, knew it. That was one of those that she just was never going to get to. And Connor, who I saw have 10 kills in a match earlier this year, now has 9. Side out Stars. Allie Prasoski to serve. And it's right on the line. Welsh decided to let it go. It was on the sideline, not the back line. And an ace serve for Allie Prasoski. Prasoski again. This one well inside the line to Welsh. Polucic sets. In the middle, Sid Mel, dug out by Colling. Connor sets outside, Teal, blocked, dug out by Colling. Connor to the back row, Studi has to roll it into the corner. Picked up by Anderson, set to the middle, and off balance, still put down by the Indians. They're getting every rally right now. And Mel with her third of the game and 12th of the match. And now she serves, and Schroer is back into front row for Ogallala. Mel's knuckleball across to Studi at the net has to be redirected by Connor, and she got it done. So it went from being a pass into the net to a Kearney Catholic point. And that is 4 kills, it looks like, for Connor in this set alone. And Mackenzie Smith now to serve it away for the Stars, trying to catch up here in game four. Passed into the net. Oprich's there, blocks it down and good. Callie Oprich, give her the ace block on the strong serve from Mackenzie Smith. 12-11. Stars once again have scored 4 of the last 5. Smith floats it across to Anderson. Polochek gets it into the middle. Off balance attack by Anderson, floated across. Here comes Kearney Catholic right side, tipped over by Oprich, set to the outside. Here's Schroer, and it's through the double block. Kendall Schroer's third of the game and 19th of the match. 13-11 Ogallala. And back to serve it away, your setter, Jenna Polochek. She's got 10 service points. Stars need to get her off the line right now. Herbert swing, back corner shot, dig. Polochek set to the outside. Here's Geisert over the double block, picked up by Studi. Back to Morgan in the back row. Her attack dug out by Mel. Set to the middle. Here's Schroer. Tip. Good. number 20 for Shore, and we're only midway through the fourth set. And Polucic at it again from the service line, 14-11 Ogallala. Across to Studi. Here's Connor, set outside, Herbert, her attack off Shaw, off the back line, they have to run it down, and it'll be passed across, stays inbounds to Studi. Connor dumps it across, but right there to dig it up, Polucic, pass to the outside, and the attack is going to be taken across by Geisert. Kearney Catholic gets it to Oprich, her tip across doesn't go, again it's Geisert, into the back corner, great save by Studi to Smith, she has to set it across down to the back corner. Long rally. Stars need to win one of these. Shore, though, drives it across. Smith digs. Dumped over by Connor. Ogallala's got it again to the outside. Geisert off the net, and it fell in. It hit the net, popped over the block, and died. Jensen Geisert with her third kill, and again, another long rally won by Ogallala. Serve across to Studi. Here's the slide again, Oprich. Again, it's blocked, but not good enough, and Callie will pick up her sixth kill. 15-12, Ogallala. Studi to serve it away here. Stars trail in set four. They're up 2-1. Studi serve. Line shot picked up there by Mel. Set to Shore on the outside. Off the tip, the dig by Studi. Dumped over there out of necessity by Connor, and Ogallala can't get it back across. Point Stars, 15-13. Studi, her serve, line shot, but it's handled. Ogallala's handling everything. Shore on the attack off the tip. Up there by Herbert, scramble for Kearney Catholic. Passed over by Studi. Polucic sets right side, off her back foot. It's taken across by Arnsdorf. Slide for Shundoff. Shundoff kill. Three in a row for the Stars, 15-14, down one. And Shundoff will get her fifth kill, and Ogallala will call their first timeout. It is a battle here this afternoon at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island, your C1 semifinal. Kearney Catholic won the first two sets, 25-18, 25-19. Ogallala crushed them in the third set, 25-12. And in the fourth, it's the Indians 15, the Stars 14. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Dudaback with you at the Heartland Events Center. For more exciting state tournament volleyball action out of the Ogallala timeout, Morgan Studi serves, trying to tie it up here in the fourth. The jump serve handled by Mel. Polucic sets to the outside. Shore, bunny ball down and good. Number 21 for Kendall Shore. We saw Carly Bauer put up 21 kills for Minden in their win last night against Wahoo. And now back to give it away, Jensen Geisert for the Indians. They let it go, it's in. Studi lost where she was on the court, and as soon as she looked down, she knew she was in trouble, and ace serve. 17-14. Geisert with her second ace. Geisert with the serve. Across to Studi. Set Connor very high, close to the net. Shundoff had to go to the offhand to punch it across. Here's Shore in the middle. Blocked up front, Shundoff into the Ogallala net. They pop it up. Shore will dump it over. It's good. Kendall Shore just getting better the longer this match goes along. She's had six kills in each of the last three sets, and Kearney Catholic will call their first timeout. So Ogallala called timeout, got three in a row. Let's see if the Stars can do the same. It is the final timeout, by the way, for Kearney Catholic. 18-14, Ogallala. They're trying to force a fifth set. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back to serve it away as we come back to action for the Ogallala Lady Indians will be Jensen Geisert. Geisert serve. Across it comes to Mackenzie Smith. Here's the slide right side, Herbert. Everything's popped into the air off of Schroer. Palucic gets it to Schroer again. She's blocked up front by Connor. Picked up by Ogallala and set across off of Shundoff. Prasoski sets for the back row. Studi, her attack splits the middle and getting a hand on it will be Mel off the right side. Arnsdorf, Stars dig it out of their own net. Returned by Studi. Ogallala wanted to lift, didn't get it. Here's Schroer. No, they're going to overset her and point Kearney Catholic. I don't know if Shundoff blocked it or if it was dumped into the net. They're going to signal four hits. So an attack error for Ogallala, and Kearney Catholic gets the ball back. Shayla Connor to serve it away, 18-15 Ogallala. Connor serve. Passed up front. Here's the back set. Schroer off the block. It's picked up by Connor. Tight to the net. Tipped across by Anna Squires from the two ball. It's good. The back row on the opposite corner was left open, and Anna Squires gets her third kill. Shayla Connor on the serve. There's Palucic. Oh, miscommunication, and Schroer has to just pass it across. Studi gets it up front. Here's Herbert on the attack. Down and good. The first kill of this set for Paige Herbert and her team high 11th. So out of the timeout, three more. And so Ogallala says, fine, we'll play that game. Timeout on the floor. It's been a battle of many runs here in the fourth set. It's Ogallala 18, Kearney Catholic 17. Both teams are out of timeouts. We'll bring it home in game four when we come back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Out of the Ogallala timeout, Shayla Connor serves, trying to tie things up. It's 18-17 Indians. And the serve down the line, picked up there by Welsh. Set to the right side, Schroer. She's blocked, one arm up that time by Schroer. Ogallala high pass, Arnsdorf rolls it over. Chance here for the Stars. Connor sets right side, Anna Squires down and good. 18-18, fourth set. Can the Stars keep it rolling here? Connor down the line to Shelby Welsh. Set Schroer in the middle. Blocked by Shundoff. Dug out by Arnsdorf. Again Schroer. That time she'll roll it across. Stars run into each other. Pick it up. On the outside, Herbert. Her angle attack is there. Bump set to the middle. Schroer blocked up there by Shundoff. Couple of one-armers, and they'll pass it back for Ogallala. Here come the Stars. Set high to the outside. Paige Herbert blocked. Picked up by Studi, dumped over by Connor, partially blocked by Schroer. They need to take it over, and they do. Everybody up front for the Stars. Here comes Herbert again. She'll set it across or tip it across. Chance here for Ogallala, set over by Welsh. Overpass by the Stars. Free ball knocked out of bounds. Out of bounds by Schroer. They thought it was tipped by Shundoff, but they're not going to get the call. 19-18, Kearney Catholic. Connor with the serve, looking for five in a row. Shayla a little bit deeper this time to Sidmel. To Schroer off the back foot. Studi with the dig. Connor sets. Here comes Herbert from the left wing. Her attack is picked up again by Sidmel. To the middle, Schroer. Schroer dug out by Smith. Set to the right side. Anna Squires drives it over. Dumped over by the center, Palucic. Kearney Catholic is there. Back row Studi, all she can do is set it over. Chance here for Ogallala. Schroer from the middle, rolls it off the block, down and good. Number 23 for Kendall Schroer. 19-19, game four. Stars lead the Indians 2-1, but Ogallala won game three. And Kendall Schroer now back to serve it away here. The outstanding junior for Ogallala. Gets it to Mackenzie Smith. Set to the middle. Here's Herbert. Blocked, dug out by Anna Squires. To the back row, Studi. She fires it into the corner. Palucic picks it up. Now here comes Welsh off the partial block. Squires, two ball down and good. Anna Squires, the freshman on the Kearney Catholic side, has had her head on a swivel during this run. She has picked up a couple of volleyballs that have been in limbo and have put them right down. Now Whitney Collins serves for the Stars, leading it 20-19 in the fourth. Collins serve. Down the middle to Welsh, passes off the floor, run down by Arnsdorf, and has to be bumped across. Free ball here for the Stars. Connor sets high to the outside. Kylie Teal goes with an offhand swing off the floor in front of the Ogallala bench, overpassed, but still tipped down by the Indians. It floated above the net, and Ogallala got to it first. And that's Sid Mell to get her 13th kill, a key point, because Kearney Catholic was going to hammer it right back at him. 20-20. And here comes Anderson to serve. Stars dump it back corner. Connor got it. Over Anderson and away from Shaw. That's 11 kills for Shayla Connor. Kearney Catholic won the first two sets, 25-18, 25-19. Ogallala took the third, 25-12. Michelle Masbarger, the sophomore to serve for Kearney Catholic. Across to Anderson. Palucic sets Mel in the middle. The attack dug out by Colling. Connor with the set. Slide Oprick off the tip. In the net, Ogallala. Point, Kearney Catholic. The Stars, who were down 18-14, now lead 22-20. Masbarger to serve. And Michelle mishit it. Her toss was a little off. Probably should have just caught it and redid it. But it went into the net. A rare service error for Kearney Catholic. 22-21. Shelby Welsh to serve for the Indians. Trying to tie it up late in game four. Deep serve out of bounds. They return the favor. Service error. Point, Kearney Catholic. 2 points away from the match. And here comes Allie Prusoski to serve. Teal in front with Oprek. And Connor the setter, 23-21. Serve, Prusoski, very short, easily handled. Palucic in the middle of Mel. Her attack dug out by Colling. Connor sets outside, Kylie Teal, blocked. Great take by Colling again. Passed across by the Stars, run down by Shaw. Set to the middle, Mel. She'll tip it across, and it's good. Mel changed in midair what she was going to do, and the Stars did not back up the double block. And a side out for Ogallala. 23-22. Mel to serve, and that brings Schroer back up front. Just over the net, picked up by Studi. Set to the middle, Oprick on the attack. That's picked up, and they go to Schroer. Schroer off the tip, dug out by Studi. Connor sets, Teal from the 10-foot line, off the block, down to the floor, calling another dig. Studi, back row attack, overpass by Mel, and tipped down by Oprick. It's match point, but they call her over the net. They call Oprick over the net, first time tonight that we've seen that call, and it's 23-all. Back to serve it away will be Mel. Both teams are out of timeouts. Serve across to Studi. Connor dumps it across, picked up Palucic, and the outside attack, Geisert. Prusoski digs, Connor sets, has to be tipped across to Oprick, and it's open. Now it's match point. Fourth set, match point, Kearney Catholic, and it's Mackenzie Smith, one of the two seniors. No room for error here, 24-23 Stars. And Smith, couple of deep breaths, floats it to Anderson. Bump set to the outside, Schwarz attack off the tip, dug out by Smith. Connor sets outside, Herbert, it is down and out. It just clipped the net, it appeared, and went just wide. In fact, the lines judge had to kind of squint and lean towards the line. 24-all. Back to serve it, Jenna Palucic, and this is where the Stars have had all kinds of trouble. Palucic serve high, lofting to Studi. Connor jumps out on the right side. Oprick blocked, but out of bounds. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball. Oprick with two big kills here, and it is match point number two for Kearney Catholic. Morgan Studi to unleash a jump serve to send the Stars to their third straight state final. picked up there by Geiser to Shore in the middle. Her attack, one arm up by Smith. Run down by Shundoff. Has to be passed across by Herbert. Palucic sets Shore again in the middle. Her attack out of bounds, and Carney Catholic is headed back to the state championship. (26-24) Carney Catholic is going to their third state final with a record of 26-8. And Ogallala will head to the consolation match with a record of 32-7. We should have mentioned it earlier, but you had to feel that any volleyball fan, just a general volleyball fan sitting in the stands, was pulling for Coach Morgan today for Ogallala. He's been doing it. He is a dean of high school volleyball coaches, but it had been 13 years since Ogallala had been to the state finals, and they were oh so close to forcing a fifth set here today to get just there. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, final stats, coach interview, and then it's on to Minden and Columbus SCOTUS. So stay with us here on Classic Hits.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here at Grand Island, where Kearney Catholic has advanced to tomorrow's 4:30 state championship game against the winner of our next match, Minden and Columbus SCOTUS. Could it be the Stars and Shamrocks for a third consecutive year? That's what the polls say. That's what the rankings say. But Minden hopes to knock off SCOTUS, a team that ended their hopes in the 2011 state tournament. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our area schools and athletes with the best equipment, so you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports, from their storefront location in Ord, Misco Sports. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco's. Kiltner and Sterling continuing to play on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And Kearney Catholic is going to head, let me change that, fourth straight state championship for the Stars. 2010 lost to Central Catholic. 2011 lost to Columbus SCOTUS. Last year beat Columbus SCOTUS. So the fourth state final for Kearney Catholic. Man, what a run the Stars and Coach Connor have put on here. We will take a break, look at the final stats right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to high school volleyball action of the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. They're jumping up and down all around after Kearney Catholic pulls it out 26-24. And Coach Chris Connor joins us here before we look at the final stats. Coach, I guess this turned out to be what everybody thought it was going to be, a hard-fought battle that nobody was quite sure who was going to win, and the Stars found a way to do it here.
Well, we did, and it was a little scary after that third set because we really kind of fell apart. And so to bounce back, we said, okay, we just got to get a little momentum, you know, and try to get back into our mojo, because we just, you know, I don't know if we went into cruise mode or what, but we just let too many balls hit the floor, and that's how we can't play like that.
Early on, it was not the crispest of matches, both teams. And in fact, maybe that was kind of the theme throughout the day. There were more errors than these two teams probably would have liked to have at any point in the season. Did that come from who was across the net from you, or is that state tournament jitters, or were you just both teams maybe a little off today?
You know, I thought about that earlier this morning. Because you play in this, and it's a nice venue to play in, but you know, where you don't have those in walls, you know, and excuse or not, I don't know. But I think, you know, having five new hitters here, I was a little worried that our hit statistics would not be what they have been, because we are a way better hitting team than what we showed tonight or today. But, you know, we got lucky enough. We had some other good things happen to make up for it. But hopefully now that we've had a little experience, I hope we'll play better tomorrow in that category.
Ogallala kind of took Paige Herbert out of it after the second set. You guys were able to play kind of point for point and pull away at the end of the first and the second sets, and she was one of the reasons with her attacks. There were definitely rotations today that worked for both sides. When McKenzie served, when Morgan served for you guys, and especially when Polucic, their setter, was back there, that was not a good matchup for some reason for you guys.
Yeah, and you know, it's not that it was taking us out of our serve-receive game, but yeah, we just had trouble making good connections on that rotation. So, yeah, Paige was huge in those first two sets. She can hit a nice line shot, and so they play a little, kind of a, not really rotation or perimeters, kind of in between. So she knew she could kind of go short or she could go deep and on that shot, and did a good job with it.
Well, short was all that was advertised, but Mel, man, she was sure something for them as well.
Yeah, she does a nice job. You know, she's got, a nice range of shots that she can hit. She's kind of hard to read. So definitely she was up on our watch list, too, to make sure that we tried to cover her. But I think she's probably actually harder to cover just because she does have – she's pretty varied in her hit,
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Sorry for our technical difficulties there, Doug. Due to back with you at the Heartland Event Center, a quick wrap-up of the numbers here for Ogallala. I had them for a total in this match of 46 kills, 10 ace blocks, and they had 4 ace serves, led by the 23 kills of Kendall Schroer, 14 from Sid Mell in the volleyball game. Schroer also had 6 ace blocks. Mell had 3 ace blocks. She also had 9 points from the service line. Polucic led the way with 12 service points. For Kearney Catholic, 11 kills for Shayla Connor and Paige Herbert, 8 for Kelly Oprecht, 5 for Courtney Shundoff and Anna Squires, who had 2 big kills late in the fourth set. Kylie Teal had 3. Megan Studi had 2. Whitney Colling and Maddie Squires had 1 apiece. Ace blocks, Teal 2, Anna Squires 2, Oprecht had 1. Only a couple of ace serves, 1 for Colling and 1 for Prasovsky. Unofficially, I had Kearney Catholic for 47 kills, 1 more than Ogallala. They ended up with 5 ace blocks and 1 ace serve. Kearney Catholic headed to their 4th consecutive state championship with a 25-18, 25-19, 12-25, and 26-24 win over Ogallala. We'll be back in about 10 minutes with Minden and Columbus. SCOTUS, Sterling won the 4th set, so Sterling and Giltner are currently playing the